Blog Talk Radio. What's happening, everybody? All right, let me catch this mic. 504-3308. That you on?
It's on.
Oh, what's happening, everybody? Catch this other one. In just West, 97-36. Y'all hear y'all? Mute your mic.
What's happening, Wes?
All right, now. What's up, Wes?
What's up, James? Just checking in.
Nah, yeah, all right, yeah. Same old. Doing much.
Yeah. I checked out the back of the trash pad tonight.
Oh, you went to that? Pretty fun, huh? You ever been?
Yeah. Yeah, I went out there.
Yeah. That's your first time or you went out there before?
Well, I went out there a bunch of times.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They had like a little, I guess that dew fall, a little drizzle dew fall or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they still did it.
Okay.
I think it had a lot of rain too.
Mhm.
All that rain we had to go through from in the waters or something, and all that rain. I don't know how it was. Did it storm out there by y'all?
When Sunday? Hell yeah.
I'm talking about Mobile had a bike. It stormed over there, huh?
Yeah, it stormed. About 10 to about 12, it was pouring down rain.
Yeah.
Damn.
Anybody was stuck out there?
Mm-mm. No, we was all right. We did good. No, we get water loaded off and drain off pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. We ain't got no levees over here. We just got some trap that water in. Fuck that.
Yeah. So I know people like parking in the grass, and I know that people probably mad because they get pulled out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, pretty good.
I think
if I wasn't mistaken, they canceled that race in Atmore because of the weather.
Oh, all right. So that race got canceled.
Only one they kept going was that Mike Hill race, the 484 shootout and the 28 shootout. I don't know if they rescheduled that race. That motor was supposed to run.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said I almost went out there, but all that rain, that's why I didn't go, because of the rain.
Same with us. We woke up and I was like, we're going to leave about 9, 10 o'clock. And I said, you know what?
Yeah.
I kept looking at it on my phone in Atmore, and it just kept saying it's going to rain from about 3 to 5. I said, man, we're going to drive all the way out there. As soon as we get there, we might see a test pass or two in the rain. Going to come and say, you know what? I'll just watch live feeds. I ain't taking that chance. I'm messing around the shop. And this was pouring down rain in here. I said, you know, I'm dying going. Chilled out. I just chilled out.
I went to the back of my truck. That's all I did.
Yeah. I went out there to
the back of the truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There'd be some good racing sometime. There'd be a couple of nice cars and be some good side by side stuff, you know?
Yeah.
The traction is what limits the playing field for everybody. In the surface. Okay, what you got? You ain't making no fast pass back there. You know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, everybody's spinning from the line.
I'm saying,
it's all the way to the fence line.
Pedal fence and learn how to do it. Bring it on through.
They try to hook it. Everybody's spinning and smoking.
What'd you say?
I said everybody's spinning from the start line, smoking down to the finish line.
I
guess we got to get off the gas, and see who's going to get to the line first. Who's going to get to the fast line first.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's spinning from the... Everybody's trying to smoke their thighs and all trying to get to the other side.
definitely something to see.
What's fun to me, I ain't gonna lie.
It'll be fun. Be fun watching them.
Yep. You got that big race next Saturday, Friday and Saturday. I'm going out there Friday in the morning.
What is that?
That kid's in class in there. Look it up.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's what I ain't had nothing up on my list past last week. So, all right. So that's what it is. The big that's an HRE race or just a...
No, it's an HRE race. It's Friday and Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to go out there.
Okay. What they call it? The Cajun Nationals? Southern Cajun Nationals?
No, Cajun Classic Nationals.
Cajun Classic Nationals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see what I got here.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, man. Hell yeah.
Yep.
Let's see what they got to put it up. It is Cajun, yep. Let's see what they say. Mm-hmm. South Central Division. Swap Meet, Farmers Market, Great Food. Let's see what they got.
Jet cars and all that stuff over there.
Yeah. Two women racing jet cars.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
And yeah, that's the Yep. That is.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, it's the NHRA South Division Cajun Classic. That's what it is. It's NHRA.
Yeah.
You went to that one a couple of years back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go out there and check that out.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's every year. They hold that at the end of the year for people to come down and set national records.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your pop should come out there.
I ain't got nothing to do, man. Both folks got to work. I can't finish my car.
All right.
You got a bunch of good stuff. You got a bunch of good... Race is coming up toward the end of the thing, man. End of November, they got that race at Atmore. And,
Again? Wow.
Huh? Atmore got a big race, and then they got, Mobile Dragway got one. Well, no prep. That weekend, too. Right after Thanksgiving. The weekend after Thanksgiving. And then Scooby Farm one in January 21st at Gulfport, then they bring it back to Mardi Gras race at Gulfport, Mardi Gras Day.
All right.
So,
I'm glad you told me that.
Next. Yeah.
Okay. I'll definitely be over there.
Boy, that's going to be good, man.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
That was Boo-Boo on that end?
Yeah, Boo-Boo just was on.
Hey, Boo-Boo.
Come on.
How your father doing, man? I ain't heard from him in a long time.
Who that?
Your father.
Oh, he living with the rich folks.
Daddy.
He living with the rich folks over here on Burnside in Pelican Point.
You have to know what the car number?
Nope, sit on jack stand.
I just wanted to hear from him in a long time. I'm going back on mute.
What is this? Oh. Hello?
Daniel, your mic open. How about them Tiger?
Boy, where my motherfucking money at, Riddell? You hiding in bushes. I know you're on here.
He ain't on here yet, Daniel. He ain't on here yet.
Yeah,
he ain't calling tonight. He ain't gonna call tonight.
Yeah, he ain't calling tonight because he owed me some money. That no good bastard. Yeah, his ass in the bushes. He must have been betting with the other folks. Cause I ain't heard from him.
Hang on a second here. 504-5817.
What's up, Jamie? It's Boom, bro. I'm going to go on mute.
Boom.
So I got a lot of background noise, right? But I'm listening. All right, I'm in. You heard?
All right. All right, I got you.
When I get to where ain't no background noise, I'm gonna charm back in. You heard?
All right. All right. All right,
where that sausage dog at, boy?
Yes, sir.
Where that sausage
dog at? Yes, sir.
Dog,
I can't wait. I wish. I don't know, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, I, you know what I'm saying? I'm on pause right now, so I'm on mute.
All right, tell sausage dog I miss him.
Oh, man.
Boy, you being messy. You saying that because he's sitting in the corner. That's your whole problem.
It's not even 8 o'clock yet.
Boy, you gonna have Boom come on your stuttering 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, Jamie, that pro charger coming together?
It's close. It's a lot more work, man. A lot more work. Hi, Rod, your mic open.
You can hear me. I got in the background noise. That sound all right.
You good,
yeah,
boy.
Good.
What's happening, boy? Hi, bye.
What it do, killer? What it do?
What's up, baby?
I got Riddell on 3 where he had something to say. Hang on a second. What you see, Riddell?
What?
Hello.
We here.
Yeah, we here.
All right. Turn your mic back open. Oh, man, shit.
So what y'all think about that 484 class, man? Y'all like that or what?
Gonna be around today. They getting...
How about a 584 and a 484 class? Ain't got fucked up.
Hey, that 484 class to me is the new top sportsman for the grudge guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
That motherfucker gonna be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a badass class. Well, look, they got them boys going full force into it, and right now, hey, they don't like the way Herb and Mario used to talk to. They about to be a lot of motherfuckers coming out. They're going to be around for a minute. But they got to be
Justin Swanson been on a call already.
Yeah, I saw it.
Hey, he said y'all thought I was glued to No Prep Kings. He said, but that's where the racing's at. He said, but I'm the king of the 484. He says, I'm coming back. And he bought another Mustang. That dude didn't bought it. He said, y'all gonna respect me again back in the game. He told him on one post.
Because see, back in the day, he was running 484. running them boys with them little motherfuckers. He was just, that's why he was knocking me ass off. They didn't know.
Nope.
Yeah, but he coming back, boy. You gonna see some shit now, boy.
Yeah, he talk that shit now. He a good shit talker too. He can back it up too. So it's gonna be something to see. It's gonna be it's gonna be something to see because he gonna be fucking with a crew that can shoot the shit back.
Yep. You building you one hot?
Hell no, I'll build me a 454 cubic in, not a 4.84 ball. I'll build a 454 cubic in. Yeah, I can't afford that kind of shit. That's big boy shit. That's big boy.
You ever seen $200,000 just looking at trailer when they pull up because you know they're going to have two spare motors?
Shit, you saw how they pulled up. They pull up with $200,000 worth of one truck and trailer, and they pull up with two truck and trailer, plus a $200,000, $300,000 motherfucking goddamn mobile home. Shit.
Yeah, you know the people with the motor homes got money.
No, we're not going to say that. Oh, yeah, people with motor homes got money. People with RVs don't.
Yeah,
they just work turnaround.
Boy, you clear that up quick.
I work turnaround. I'm a broke motherfucker, me. I ain't can't speak for every RV person. I'm a broke motherfucker, me. I ain't
fuck that. Yeah. Man, I was sad.
Boy, how y'all clear that up quick?
Yeah, clear that up quick because everybody matters. They all got motorhomes.
Well, a motorhome is a recreational vehicle.
No,
man,
no,
we trade our shit in, bro. We got a camper.
No, you don't have campers. Y'all got motorhomes and toy hauls. There's a difference.
No. I'm sitting home and Chevy truck unit. The hill is too steep. I ain't making it, dog. Go motorcycle. I ain't ever get it up there.
If the back of my camper opened up to let me put some toys in it, that mean I ran into the back of that bitch drunk. And we just put a door on it. Fuck it.
I got open car trailers. Oh, shit. with bad boards on it. I be going down the highway and shit be flying off of mine. I got to get in there and do a test. I don't let no people walk on my trailer because the middle rider. I got to be careful. You know?
Yep. Hey, did I hear Alan on here earlier? Alan on
there? No, Alan ain't on yet. He wasn't on.
Oh, hey, why Tony Byron trying to go get that fucking pro mod to run mode, man? What the fuck wrong with Tony, man?
No, man, them boys all about the ladies. You know that? I'm gonna come on the ladies.
Fuck that shit. Fuck
that shit, Mo Devi. What you want to
do with this?
Oh,
God, they got a whole fucking
crew, man. It's on the bottom. Most of the probably still
give
him a good run.
And like they say, you pull up at a gunfight with a knife. Somebody went and got a gun because it was supposed to be a knife fight. You know one thing. You put them in a knife fight.
Oh.
Yep.
Back up a little bit.
You
want me to go?
The Quinn, your mic open. The Quinn, your mic open.
I'm going on mute. Hey, we loading up. I'm going on mute.
All right, good deal.
All right,
Dan, you back open. That's Mo right
Quinn,
there. Mo, your mic open. What you say?
I'm going to meet you for Uncle G, Dick Quinn. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up? Did they they rescheduled that race more or they just canceled it altogether?
Yeah, he rescheduled it to the December 2nd and 3rd.
Oh, shit. Damn. Damn.
What'd you say, Hot?
Tell Tony Bynes we're going to stop calling him Hot Water Bottle because he's looking for some soft shit. Yeah, Hot Water Bottle.
That motherfucker, he ain't scanning nothing with that weak motherfucker. I'm telling you straight up, I'm going to get dead on his motherfucking ass, but when I'm ready, not when he ready.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, he got that old school hot water bottle. He an enema. He an old lady enema. Hot water bottle.
All right. I'm trying to tell you. Ain't scared. Look, that bitch ain't showed me nothing. Guess what? I'm going to run him at Atmo. I ain't going to no motherfucking Montgomery this weekend. I'm going to Atmo. I will run him at Atmo. Sure will.
Yeah,
what
you said.
Let me tell you something.
Bring it to the motherfucking killing field, like Thomas said. Bring it in the middle of the neck friggin'.
That's right. Fuck all that. Hey, he ain't show, hey, fuck it. He ain't show me nothing to make me feel like I can't do nothing with him.
No, I'm saying he switching up cars. So he a hot water bottle. He looking for soft shit. But when you find out the hot water bottle don't work, you need a suppository, don't you?
See how he have, look, he ain't have his good eyes on. That's why he's still coming back. If he would have had it, because if he had his good eyes on, he wouldn't have been coming back. He'd have been leaving me the fuck alone.
Hey, you know, you already called that and fucking glass. Well, you don't have more in that fucking helmet. If he ain't got that dirt bike hat on, he can't see.
Exactly. That's why the hell he's coming back. Because he was so ugly on the other end.
He had a real
helmet.
That's
why he was calling.
He had to take the glasses though.
Yeah, why he switched cars. It was so on the other end. He knew he couldn't come back. He couldn't come back with no pocket change.
Mm.
I ain't worrying about Tony that race, though. But, you know, he full of games. I've been him.
Yep.
He full of games.
But I'll talk to you. He's confused up.
Yep.
What you said? I can repeat it.
Exactly. That been him and Cowboy game.
Mm-hmm. Get you in your feelings and say yeah. And then
yep.
And then
you don't even know what the heck you're talking about.
Hey, Mo, and then your boy, then what you call it? He avoided that ass whooping and went out there and let Crooknum knock his fucking ears back. Silver Dollar.
Oh, Crooknum knocked him off?
Yeah, they went out there the other day.
Well, I'm gonna get them and D&D for Big Jake race. I'm gonna get their ass. They can't run forever. I'm gonna get them. Get their ass.
Yeah, I think that was fucking long. Hey, check for another grud. Them boys talking all that shit. They went up there. You know your boy. He talking shit to Dollar, the owner, or whatever. Yeah, when they went through that motherfucker, boy, they had to come to Jesus and meet there to start lining up. You better tell me, y'all got to move, man. Or they stand there holding shoulders and waving hands and annoying each other, trying to find out what happened. Now I'll get the fuck on out of the way. Talk about it at the trip.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. There's a lot of them motherfuckers so called heavy hitters.
He
had to come to Jesus meeting
this
last couple of weeks.
Hey. Hey. All that talk stopped.
We
get that water bottle.
Yeah.
All that shit stopped. As you like, was up there in Holly, they were doing all that talking. All that talking. Back tie for 10. Then the 10 went from back tie for 10 to back tie for 5. Then went from back tie for 5 to back tie for 35. Then it went from back tie for 35 to back tie for 25. Then it went from back tie for 25 to I got to get my cost streak.
I ain't gonna lie. That's one thing we learned when we, you know, that we fuck with Mississippi. But when we started leaving here, going to see Prince, we knew the boys had some cars that run. But they come at you, that's how they start the conversation off. You give it a back time, man. Like, you know, that thing, you got to run. Nah, fuck all that. You got to stick your gun. But they come in with taking shit first. Even if they think they got you covered, man, we ain't even talking about that shit. We're gonna start talking at both of us at the line together. Serious.
That right.
If you need it all that, why you at this event? This is an event for motherfuckers to get it hit. Huh? Hey, go over there and look at our tree. Huh?
Yeah, AJB be trying to trick you. That would fuck that be.
They just
trying
to get you to give them something so they can make sure it's a guarantee.
Almost
if everything go right.
Dude, they're trying to get you to give them something so they can hopefully beat you like that, and then come back and run your head.
Yeah.
Up.
Yep. Like the old folks say, I'm gonna keep you coming back.
Yeah, that's their game. That shit, dude, you gotta realize everybody ain't just gonna read this shit. We got motherfuckers freezing. It's not long. That another campaign game for the stage, too.
A lot of them,
yeah.
Hey, you got that motherfucker ready yet?
I bought me a truck so I can pull it.
Yeah, he gonna pull a camper. That's what he gonna pull.
Yeah, he gonna come in.
Man, leave my wife and dog man alone.
Hey, Jamie, I motherfucking got Daniel like Dickie said, retire.
That's my wife, you know, man. God. Don't get me too nervous. He's going to miss a spot on my shit, man.
Dang it, I'm going to lay on my back, but I bet you my elbows never touch the ground. Me and the head all the time. Lord.
I'm waiting for nitrous to go down just a little bit more, bro.
Man, you got to wait on the price nitrous to go down. You need to get out of racing.
Or you better put that motherfucker on alcohol. That's how the rich stay rich, though. They pull them out.
I know. Some people probably know the home
army. You got that bag. You definitely know you got that bag.
They got a bad. Oh, he's talking that don't have no money shit. Then they get on Facebook, get him bought a part of Hawaii Island and shit and everything. And he's drunk and shit. Oh, go ahead on, kill him. Newport section.
I have to get me a real truck, bro, you know?
Come on.
$2015,
dawg. I can't afford that new shit. I hear. $2015. Ain't nothing wrong with $2015,
fuck.
Which I know you lying to us, but ain't nothing wrong with it.
Nah, I clean.
Yeah,
you
working
really
is.
Clean.
I got 2,000 votes.
Yeah.
It won't be long, fellas. I promise y'all.
Hey, dang, I know we done had 4 or 5 shows. We done heard that same motherfucking song. You sing the solo now. You in the Sunbeam Choir. You gotta sing another song now. Come on with it.
I'm coming, bro. I'm coming. I'm telling you.
We need you to get in the male chorus. That's where the old men be at.
Man, stop all the bullshit and announce your retirement, bro. God damn, bro.
No, bro. I never retired, dog, from racing. This is in my blood, dog. Sometimes you got to step back and assess the situation, dog.
Man, this motherfucker got grizzly bears calling him out. You was no motherfucking grizzly bear. You was no cub. You was a motherfucker. You was a gangster, but you was no fucking cub or no grizzly bear. And this motherfucker got grizzly bears, cause you better leave that fucking man, leave them good people alone.
Leave
them good people alone.
He thought he was Daniel Boone, but he was born at 5.
Leave them good people alone.
Hey, y'all pulled out yet, they quit?
We strapping up now.
I'm by Oak right now. I'm parked over here. I'm loaded. Them motherfuckers doing more fucking passing than they doing ratchet strapping. What's going on?
Yeah, a little bit, man. We trying to check a few things out, man. We had some issues the other night, but I think we got to figure out. I don't know who let a motherfucker. Hold on, man. I'm on the radio show, you old bitch. Close my door.
Who the hell you think you talking
to? Fuck, hold on. I'm on you, man. Hold on. Y'all vote now, man. Fuck. Hey, close the door. I'm on the radio show. Crazy ass guy. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, my uncle be tripping. He kind of seen. Yeah, that's how you got to talk to him. We tried some stuff the other night. A little progressive is acting up, but it didn't want to act right until it got to a certain percentage. So we took that shit off, man. We going like old school. We going straight vein. We going straight vein and see what it do. Fuck it.
What jet you got in it?
Right now? I ain't got nothing in there but a 250.
Number 250. That's a 250. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. 250. That's a number. It's a 82 and a 62. It's a plate. It's an 82 and a 62. A big shot. You know what it is. No, you might not fucking with that. No, we fuck with stingers around this motherfucker. Well, stinger. Damn.
Man, go ahead. Don't
that bitch pay like 600?
Yeah, but we ain't going up there. Yeah. Gonna blow this lady motherfucker up. Yeah. We ain't got, ain't nothing we got to take 600, man. We got bullshit. Like they say, we ain't got shit. We ain't got shit around here. Nothing. Got 250. We going for the gusto. We'd rather blow it up on by ourselves than on side of somebody.
Oh, nah, man, got to do the Potter Gate.
Potter Gate, no, we don't do that. We don't do that kind of shit. Cause when you gotta come back and do that shit again in front of the court, and you can't, then you're in a bag. It looks like the money on the street, unless you gotta have a bad motherfucker to go to these nice-ass tracks and get on these bad motherfuckers. You gotta be bad. We ain't bad. We having fun. We gonna enjoy this motherfucker on the street. All these motherfuckers on the street. And them so-called bad motherfuckers at the track, if they're bad, they can come to the street and holler at them. But we still gonna do some track shit. Cause they got some bad motherfuckers on the street too now. Now I ain't saying no, we the baddest motherfuckers. No, we ain't saying that shit either. Now, but we'll do some strange shit. But that's where we started. We ain't never got no buying on the street other than Madison jail. So that's why I don't come over there no more. You know what I'm saying? But,
oh man. Good thing you brought that up.
Motherfucker told me you saw that movie Life. Yeah, he said, "What you think the worst that can happen to you?" We ain't had to finish that conversation. I ain't never went back since.
Wait, what'd you say now?
I said, the man asked me, did you see that movie Life? I said, yes. He said, so what's the worst thing you think that can happen to you over here? I said, we haven't talked since. I ain't want to find out. I never went back, and I never did nothing wrong over there again. I'm out of here. Fuck you. So he was telling me, what's the worst that can happen? Life. Man, you never had me hit no motherfucking goddamn railroad track over there.
Man, they know where we don't live by the railroad tracks over here.
Yeah, I guess you don't.
Man, I put up on the last Thursday, riding through Covington. See a truck, look on the side of it, say, lock it, truck it. Big, lock it down here, man. Shit,
oh, yeah,
five piece down here in Covington. I said, man.
Yeah, as long as you got a permit, you good. If you don't, they want to know what you're doing around here looking at these fair-skinned ladies.
The what? Yeah,
the fair-skinned ladies.
I got them over there.
No.
It's all, yeah. A little chalky over here.
Hey, Moore, your boy ever reset that race?
Who that?
Yeah.
Him and, fuck, man. With the red Camaro, man.
Red Mustang. You talking
Marvin
about
Marvin Posey.
Come on.
Man.
Well, mostly, I'm going to have to get with Marvin. Man, we tried to, man, the track owner asked me if we wanted to do it Friday. I told him, I asked him, said he needed to test Friday. And he said, man, I'm going to go ask him. So the track owner said, man, I'll put some money on top just so y'all can get the race off, you know, because everybody, you know, at the track fucking want to see it, because both of y'all here supposed to race tomorrow. And, you know, once they started raining the forecast, but you know, we're going to be able to race Saturday. So, like, you know, just to give the people something to see. He went to Marvin,
right.
And Marvin said, nah, he didn't want to do it. So I don't know if Marvin need to test before, you know, we do it or what. I think he do need to test, though.
Yeah, he wants to. You know, Marvin, he's been running on them backdoor tracks. Probably got to make some adjustments.
Yeah, he got to make some adjustments.
This is the Quinn, boy. Been learning, paying attention in school, huh? In class.
Yes, man. No, you got to play it dumb sometimes to motherfuckers that think you're dumb. You know?
There you go. You're right.
Hey, tell them, Quinn.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, well, you know?
Yep. Hell, yeah.
Man, I wanted to see that fucking race. I can't wait to see that ball coming on there. Hey, Mo, Tony Bryan trying to put a motherfucking bulldog on you.
Man, hey, what he don't realize is he going to get fucking around and get bulldog. Fucking ass out there with them. Oh, I was using that big block. I'm going to show his motherfucking ass. I'm playing dumb right now.
Hey, look, he called blood pressure out too. You saw that, huh?
No, yeah, that wasn't blood pressure. That was, who the fuck was that? I gotta go back and look at the post.
Oh, that blood pressure! Look, fucking Darius Crockett put it on in Louisiana Outlaws and all.
I say right now, no, he ain't talking blood pressure.
Man, I'm telling you, bro. Unless Darius was mistaken.
Who we got?
Hi, what's going on?
Yo, it's Cody, huh?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, it's Cody.
What's that?
Oh, nothing. Hey, Mo, you tell Trouble I'll take care of him for you.
Hell yeah, yeah. I'm about to put it out there right now. I'm about to put it out there right now. Can't.
Yeah, he's talking about a small, trying to run a small block with it. I'll do him again.
Yes, sir. I'm on it now.
Oh, the fuck I'm talking about gang, gang.
All right.
Well, got quiet, man.
What's everybody been up to? Y'all been working hard all
work? Yeah, work. Well, yeah.
Hey.
What y'all been up to, Cody?
Shit, I'm here. They're working.
What's it, man? Shit, man.
Living the dream.
That's it.
Yeah, right.
You don't go to work. Anyway.
Sure.
Back to sleep.
Hell yeah, the time change sucks.
Yeah,
I'd be tired at 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Look down, go and take a shower, and I look at the clock, so I'd be damn. Sure. You're going to be sitting here and it'd be light out.
Yeah.
The dog off. Hey, don't worry about it, man.
Hey, DeQuint. Yeah, what up? That's not pressure. That's Jules and West Nova. That's Texas Pete.
Oh, wow, bro.
That's how flood pressure your car
up. Oh, Texas Pete.
I was in the tie up, man. I was putting the generator in. I had you on mute. I'm trying to do a little something dirty from this weekend, you know?
Yeah.
Hmm. I like the way Cody come out there like that. Hey, shit. That hood shit. Fuck it. You fucking on little brother. I got big brother right here. Let's do it.
That's right.
Fucking right.
I don't like it. He didn't like the mass cuttings he got from that small block. Now he got to go get a damn big block. Hell, we got one of them, too.
You're fucking right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that shit right there, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Motherfucker might tuck his tail.
He better. I'm giving the same thing I gave him in Holly Springs. Good old ass cut.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Fuck I'm talking about.
Hey, better keep trying to pick on small block cars with that slow motherfucker.
Cody, I thought y'all was in retirement, man. I heard you talk shit in a long time, man. I'm glad to hear your voice.
It
man.
Ain't been need be. It ain't been need be.
Right, right, right. I'm with you. All right. That's good. Yeah, ain't nothing been going on.
We've been working like hell. Ain't nobody been really trying to do nothing.
spending on this week.
I mean, there's been some good shootouts and stuff, the small block stuff and everything happening right now. I've been working so much and all that stuff. We just ain't really done a whole lot. All of them.
Me and Claiborne was supposed to do something Sunday, but we were shit canceled because of flop race in Georgia. Everybody going to a flop race out there. So that shit, that's an addition.
I got you.
You heard me hot? Hey, they got some kind of, Jesus, Black Jesus, what's the name of that race? Yeah, they got that Battle of the State race, so Claiborne and all of them won't go to that, so we ain't gonna fuck with it. We'll sport a race Sunday. Me and him will sport a lock up Sunday, but that shit dead. Probably the next weekend, I don't know. Have a little fun, man. Fuck. Big raggedy motherfucker been sitting on the trail too long. Hey, Mo, what the next y'all going to, Mo?
Pat got a big old race Thanksgiving weekend. $50,000 G-body shootout. He got small block nitrous. He got a 28 extreme class, and he got an all glass class. I think it's paying $5,000 on 28 extreme. 3,000 small block nitrous and 5,000 all steel, all glass.
That thing gonna be packed like a motherfucker.
Yes, it is. They got that race, and then we're gonna go on December 2nd and 3rd that turbo versus nitrous reschedule race. That was supposed to have been the weekend just passed at Admiral.
At Admiral?
Telling y'all, hey, y'all ain't been going. Admiral got it going on right now, man. I'm telling you.
Man, I've been checking the vibe out on that more. I don't know what the fuck going on, but that bitch been rolling.
Man, like they say in the radio world, you prep it and they will come. That motherfucker be prepped, and motherfucking the fast cars are gone. That's what's going on at that.
Hey, didn't they change management over there or something? Huh?
Yeah, they got a different owner.
Yeah, he making it happen, bro.
Yeah, he putting that shit down. Staying on top of the track.
Fuck. That fucking Atmo. I like that Atmo, and Atmo's right there, man. Nigga run that motherfucker and come right back home, boy. That ain't no bad ride.
Not at all.
I cut the lights off, huh?
Yeah. Hello?
No, I was talking to my people. The lights cut off. Hello?
We hear you.
Yeah. No, I wasn't saying that. I was talking to my people. The street lights cut off. I was talking to them.
Yeah.
But Cheese, come on here tonight. Hey, Mo, I ain't heard you in a long time. Call him out that one time for me, big brother, one time.
Oh, shit. Man. How did that feel? The mic is open.
Man, y'all brazen over one fucking point. Y'all finally won a game. Don't commit that bullshit. 50 fucking year and y'all finally won the game and y'all
destroyed my motherfucking
10 years.
Hey,
hold
on. Hey, hold on, Jamie. Let me get to this other little red motherfucker you got on the other end. What you want, Daniel?
I call you on the back line.
No. Talk to me on the front line. What you want? We ain't got going no fucking back line.
What you mean, Miguel?
Well, you the one talking. I'm trying to listen. What you trying to say? Y'all finally won about one goddamn point.
You said he was looking for yours. Talking about why ain't fucking money was that, Riddell? Fuck.
Hey, and y'all still ain't but number 7 because y'all got their ass beat by 40 points. Come out by number 7 in the ranking. That's sad. Y'all got a squad team, a fucking quarterback.
One team y'all got to keep watch for Georgia. Georgia run through Tennessee.
Don't make a difference. Y'all still ain't but number 7.
All right. Look at this. I ain't worried about that shit, man.
What is Alabama?
I'm just talking shit with you two.
Huh?
What is Alabama?
Number 10.
Okay.
Oh, damn. Okay. Oh, shit. Damn.
You didn't look at the rankings tonight? Number 10.
Oh, I don't pay that no mind. I was just fucking with you.
And if y'all go to the championship, I'll bet you any amount of money Georgia put 40 points on y'all ass. Y'all got a one-dimensional offense, a quarterback. Who y'all didn't
me
want?
Me
alone,
man.
We kick y'all ass, man. Don't forget, y'all didn't want him. Y'all didn't want the quarterback.
Just,
don't forget it, though. Y'all want to get rid of him.
Take the ass
with him,
bro.
That quarterback, man. That quarterback good. They say they want. I saw that in the first game.
Hold on. I'll take an ass with him, man. But goddamn, y'all ain't got shit over there.
What?
How many championships?
They had enough to beat Georgia ass, though. Hold up, Riddell. They had enough to beat Georgia ass. I mean, Alabama's ass.
How many championships
they ain't
got
nothing, but they beat y'all ass.
Chief, how many championships y'all got?
Hey, Chief, they all going to land on this fucking back.
How many championships y'all got, Chief?
Come on, Riddell. You starting to sound like a Cowboy fan, man. You living in the past.
Yeah,
Come on, Riddell.
I'm an Alabama fan. I ain't no fucking Cowboy fan, but I'm an
still
Alabama fan.
Still got my starter jacket. I'm going to pull out this year. We fuck around and get to the playoffs. It might be dusting, might not stay,
hey,
but I'm going to bring
y'all.
Y'all
rank number 7. Y'all don't even know yet if you're going to play Georgia. If y'all going to even get there.
Meet y'all, Mike, if you ain't talking. Somebody talking in the background and we can hear you. I talk about going somewhere.
Y'all might not even get to the championship.
Y'all ain't getting there.
Don't worry about it, but we've been there 15 times.
No. The elephant has failed, and now they don't worry about it. No.
The elephant ain't failed. Jeez, goddamn, y'all won one game.
Alabama ain't going nothing. They're going to get a ticket like everybody else is here. Watch the game.
Y'all ain't getting none.
We'll get one before y'all are second row. We in first row.
Prime time to fuck y'all whole program up, man. Y'all dynasty is fucking over.
Man,
prime time
crazy.
To fuck y'all dynasty up.
Man, you
bad with him.
Man,
bad
you
with him.
Football and turn out of and talk about football. Prime time to fuck up everything. You lost
prime time.
Bet
with
prime time. Prime time.
Prime time.
How
y'all got
do that?
Prime time expose y'all, man.
How did they
prime time washed up?
Hold on, cheese. Hold on. Let me hear how.
I didn't say that. Don't say cheese. I ain't say that.
He talking about football, Cody. I don't think you talking about
okay.
Prime time
to
close Alabama. That's why nobody can't get them top. Hey, that's why you can't get them top recruits no more. Prime time expose y'all.
Man, what you mean? Prime time got two top recruits out of the portal. Man, what is you talking about?
Just pay attention now. Just pay
attention
to what's going on.
Man, geez, what are you talking about, man? You watch football primetime, got two top recruits out of the portal, his son and a receiver. Now, what other two did he get?
Man.
Man, you crazy as hell. What other two did he get, Chief? Name them. Me and you know them.
Boy, got all kind of, they had 700 kids that want to go. 700. 700 out of 700, 335 of them was all five-star recruits trying to go to Jackson State. That's what he got.
Steve,
they ain't trying to go to Bama no more. Bama done.
Bullshit, talk about shit that you really know. Primetime got two recruits.
I do know.
Out of the
now,
post.
That's one thing I do know. I know football was there. You talking some shit.
What you talking
about? My boy, but I know football.
You know information, Chief. Primetime.
You don't know what you're talking about. Come on, he only got
who did he get
two,
out the portal?
One more.
I'm going to tell you who he got out the portal.
No,
who did
no. You saying out the portal. Portal. Primetime had 335 star recruits came last weekend, the weekend before, trying to go to Jackson State. Not no damn Alabama.
Man, geez, trying to go to Jackson State and what he signed is two different things. How many top recruits?
Well, he can't take 300-something. He can't take 305 stars.
How many did he sign?
No. You missed what I'm saying.
You talking that shit? How many did he sign?
No, we there. You know, we there. The man said primetime fucked y'all up. When he took y'all number one recruit, that's
when
all Alabama got fucked up this year.
Jesus. How many top recruits did primetime sign this year?
The signing day came this year.
How many?
You talking that shit? The signing day hasn't even happened yet.
Man, there you go with the bullshit, man. You said a man had 300.
Signing date has not happened with college football yet.
Man, you talking bullshit, G. You talking shit you
no,
don't
you
know.
No, you talking shit
just
on that,
there. Man had 337 recruits. Don't be calling. Don't be pulling no fucking numbers out the sky, G.
I ain't pulling no numbers. That's fact. There's 700 kids asked
well,
to
okay,
go
G,
to
you know
hold up.
Let
you asked me. You asked
no,
me to tell
on.
You.
Hear me out.
Let me tell
hear
you.
Me
you're talking over
no.
me. Man. Hold up. They had 700 kids called him and asked him could they come to Jackson State for a visit.
Get the fuck out of here.
Out of 700, hold up. Let me
what
finish.
Man
out of 700, 352 of them was five-star recruits trying to go to Jackson. And you're going to tell me how
okay.
many he signed. Signing day ain't happening yet. We're gonna have, I bet you have a bunch of them this year to sign.
Get the fuck out of here, Chief. You talking bullshit. Man.
No,
you
talking the shit.
Time,
and now
man.
Alabama is done. They washed up now. They are done. Nick Saban about to retire. He's done.
Chief, you
them Tigers get that
ass
and that elephant going back to the woods where he belong at.
Chief. You talking bullshit and pulling numbers out there.
I'm not talking bullshit. I'm telling you that I'm talking fact numbers.
Get the fuck out of here,
man. Fact
numbers. Man, I watch football and got the stats too fucking close for you to talk crazy to me, Cheese.
Man, what you talking because you watch football? I coach and watch it. I know you don't watch more football than me. I know you ain't seen more football than me.
Steve,
you might have done your racing and traveling with the Harley and all.
Man, Cheese.
Yes,
them,
700
you know
kids called and one. We there. The same way Alabama had them. Same way Alabama had them when they was a superstar.
Hey, Chief.
The same way. The same way Bama was on top and everybody was trying to go there.
Quit talking,
it ain't
man.
Happening
it's
no more. We there. Just, we there. We there. Ain't no mad. They don't get mad, bro.
Man,
Bama is washed up now. They people
man.
That figured out their number. They ain't getting all the number one coaches no more.
Okay, now you finished, Cheese? You finished?
You won't let me?
I'm listening to you. You said Bama ain't getting no number one recruits no more. You finished? I'll bet you $100 you can't find
up.
Me nowhere in the books where primetime got 700 people calling. I'll bet you $100
yeah,
to a fucking
that was
dollar.
No, he was on ESPN. When they
you
had primetime, I mean, they had game day there last Saturday.
You just fucking said the man had 700 recruits calling.
You not listening
to
me. You want them hard headed niggas. You just don't want to listen.
Man.
When I'm trying to tell you facts on that.
Cam out of your mouth, Cheese. You can't talk bullshit.
No, I'm telling
me,
you,
man.
It was all on the radio and everything. How many kids? That boy had 700 kids call
here,
him
man.
And say, "Can
why
we come to Jackson State and visit?"
Tell me where the station was or find it on paper, cheese, and I'll pay you $100.
I tell you what.
I'm gonna show you how you talk.
How many? Since you said they none of them signed, how many you want to bet he signed more than two or three of them on signing day coming up?
You ain't saying no coming up, geez.
You ain't answering my question because you said,
man,
I mean, did he sign? Signing day ain't happened for high school football yet. We just in the first week of playoffs.
Man, you talking crazy. You talking like a man with a paper frame, man. I'm through with
okay.
that shit with you, geez. 750 and 300. Man, get the you. There ain't no more school.
300, 350 of them was 5-star recruits asked to come.
Yeah, okay.
The weekend they had, the weekend they played Southern University, 700 kids
man,
asked to come.
We moving on, geez.
And
whatever you
350
say, man.
Of them was 5-star.
I'm done with you, geez. We moving on, man. You
okay.
talking like a man with a paper brain.
No, I'm talking about a man, and I know what I'm talking about on that. You don't know what you're talking about on that. You don't know what you're talking about. Prime time do got it going on.
I didn't never say the man didn't, man. Hold on. Don't try to accuse me of saying something I didn't do.
No, I'm not accusing you, Riddell. No, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
Right now, man. Prime time got the
okay.
baddest team
okay.
in the fucking
okay.
Hands
all right,
down.
You ain't going to talk me in football. You can say what you want. You can say what you want.
Don't try to accuse me of doing something I didn't do. That's all I'm telling you. You're trying to say I'm saying prime
time. You just
told me
I
ain't
know what the hell I was talking about when you said the man
you
didn't have 700
kids. You
don't
know what you're talking about with 700 recruits calling.
How many did he have, Riddell? How many did he have?
I don't know, but I know he signed.
All right, well, you don't know what the fuck you talking about, so you need to shut up.
You crazy, man. Get the fuck out of here, Chief.
You don't know what you're talking about when it comes to that. You don't even know.
I tell you what, you can't put it on paper and show me where he had 700 recruits called.
You know that package I want to come get for you? When I bring it to you, it's going to be on record. I'm going to let you see it. You hadn't put that package in my truck, yeah?
Man, I don't want to hear you shit, man. You talking
about
no,
okay, now you can't do that, though.
Man, if you can prove it to me, Gene, you got it, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
You crazy, man. You talking. You just want to hear yourself talk, man.
I don't
talk about
you. I don't have to let to hear myself talk. Come on, bro. You shouldn't say that, Riddell. Come
the
on.
The man had 300.
Where is racing in 2023?
300 and how many, cheese? I want to make sure
350 kids out of 700 were 5-star recruits. That's
okay.
5-star. You know that's number ones, right?
Man, cheese. You
number one.
I just want to hear that lie come out your mouth again. Shit.
Okay, you heard it.
Okay, I'm done with it, man. We can move on.
Okay.
Man, you crazy.
Man, take that ass with him, man. Stop being salty.
I took mine, Chief. I got enough.
No, no. What the fuck LSU did? You motherfucker ain't ranked for seven. Guess
man,
what?
You won
y'all
by
ain't.
One fucking point, man. We had all kind of.
I don't give a shit. You win games by 1 point. That's how
a
they
w
win.
Is a W, man. A W is a W, Chief.
Thank you. I'm glad I had to get it. Took all that for me to get that out of
you. I bet you y'all don't win no championship, no national, no SEC championship.
Oh, I bet the Alabama ain't going to be there, though. We got a shot,
don't
y'all don't.
That, but I could bet against y'all, though. We not going to be that, so I could take the underdog team. I bet you we not going to be that. Alabama's not going to be that. But if LSU make it there, you want to bet some money?
You fucking right. If they make it, I'm damn right.
And don't come begging for no fucking points and all that, okay?
Oh, man, there you go. You sound you begging.
Don't come begging for no fucking points if you that bad. Just put your money on the wood.
Guess what? I ain't that bad, but they was bad enough to beat them damn fucking who?
Man, don't
Bama,
worry
what?
About that. You keep going
man, Bama
the
got their ass whooped.
Man, that's history. That's better
Bama
than Bama
got their
ass.
I don't care
history.
About the history. The history been made. Bama got their ass whooped. That's the history of the game.
Let's bet on the future. I guarantee you, motherfuckers don't win the SEC.
Man, you trying to be a predictor, and none of them predict that. All right, your badass, since you know so much football, who gonna win it?
Georgia gonna win that motherfucker.
All right, we got $100 bet on that.
And I ain't giving up a nail fucking point, so don't ask.
I ain't asking for shit. All the bet is, it's on recording, that Georgia is going to be the national champions. That's all. That's bottom line.
If LSU and Georgia play the
No. The bet is, Georgia is going to be the national championship.
Right.
Fuck that. You know it. All right.
And you
that's $100.
LSU going to be. No.
We ain't
got
to no more.
No, I didn't.
That ain't
well,
what I said.
That they
I said
play
you,
each other, ain't you?
See there, you won't let me talk. Now you're talking over me again.
Well, let me
if
see how
you
can
know
see, so
much,
I
said, who is going to be the national champions? You said Georgia. That's $100 bet.
No, I say LSU play Georgia.
That is what you
what
said.
If LSU won a national championship, they got to play Georgia. Georgia number one. But you don't understand about
and I
that.
Said, since you know so much football, who is going to be the national champion? You said Georgia's going to be the national champion. And I said bet.
The SEC champion.
That
would
be
champion.
An easy bet for you.
The SEC champion. Not national championship, the SEC champion.
Oh, you don't have no faith in them? So who's going to be the national champion?
Man, you don't know who they're going to play. They got fucking 50 teams out there that got to be.
Ain't no
50
teams. They only got top 4 teams right now. You don't even know who that is.
Man, you
got to
play
top 4 teams.
Jeez, what the fuck are you don't understand about that,
you
man?
Just said you saw the rankings. Who
the
top 4 teams be there?
Hey, team, what happened after the SEC championship? Who did play then?
You ain't answering my question there. The top 4 teams right now, Georgia's in that top 4. So
Georgia's
who the other
number
3?
One.
You say you know football. You say I ain't no football. Who the other 4? Other 3?
Georgia number 1, man.
I know that. So who the other 3?
Goddamn
Oregon
and
man. Motherfucker thing.
Man, jeez, I ain't arguing with you, man. Get away from me, man.
You ain't arguing with me. I asked you a simple question like you asked me. You told me I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
Don't worry about
it. You say I ain't know what I was talking about. And I'm trying to tell you, you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
you know, who the other 3 teams? Who the other 3 teams?
You
know me and you always get into a group about football. But who the other 3 teams?
Don't worry about it. I'm good.
You can't tell me. Look up on your phone.
Don't worry about it. I watched the lineup just 15 minutes ago.
So who the other 3? Who the other 3 teams?
Listen at me, man. Y'all number 7, Oregon number 6, Ohio, Tennessee, Oregon, LSU.
You said them
the
already.
Ducks. You got
you said the Ducks 3 times, and they ain't going to win a fucking thing. You just said Oregon 3 times, and they ain't winning shit.
Man, Oregon ahead of y'all. Michigan.
Oregon B had to play LSU. Man, if Oregon got to play LSU for a championship, you won't.
You asked me who's the ranking. I just told you they're ahead of y'all. Y'all number 7. Oregon number 6. Michigan number 5.
You said Oregon 3 times. Who is the top 3? We know Georgia number 1.
Ohio, Oregon, Tennessee. Then you got Michigan, you got UTC, LSU, number 7. And then you got the other half.
TCU is ahead of Oregon.
Channel 2 News mad at a motherfucker because they put LSU number 7. They thought they were supposed to be number 5.
No.
How you
going to
be number
5
when you
got
beat at home by 40 points?
How you
going to
be number 5 over there and they got 2 losses? They got all the other teams, they got no losses. How they going to be number 5? They didn't think they going to be no number 5.
Jeez, what the fuck wrong with you, man? Do you listen? After new
they number 7, and they beat Alabama. Alabama was number 6
man,
going into that game.
Man, you hear what the fuck you want. I'm done with you, Jeez.
601-1383, who we got?
Let's move on, man.
Are we moving on?
1383.
I ain't got time to talk to you, man. You hear what you want.
You still talking about it, though, Riga. We moved
man,
on.
What's
going
on, man? Let's talk about your motherfucking
hey,
race car. Alabama got their ass whipped. Let's talk about your race car. When you bring that motherfucker out here?
You can't take that. Take that ass with like the rest of them Bama mugs.
Man,
you still talking about it. You can't
let's
take
talk
that
about
ass
your race car when you
would.
Bring that motherfucker out here. Let's talk about that motherfucking Mustang, yo. When you going to bring it
you
out here?
You ain't race nobody, Riga.
Who you been racing?
I ain't coming out. I went to a race just recently.
You ain't
got
to come to no problem. When you go to every track in the country, who you been racing?
I ain't going to no problem.
Dan, you ain't answered my question.
I just left
See,
Dallas
I asked
with it.
You since you said you called my car Ragley, who have you been racing?
I just left Dallas.
Yeah, you
I
drove. You
Dallas.
Didn't take neither one of the monsters you got.
Bullshit, I went 3 rounds. What the fuck is you talking about?
You went 3 rounds this
what
weekend in Dallas.
Talking about? At Big Jake's race. What the fuck is you talking
Man,
about?
Man, Big Jake race was so long ago.
Well, my car in the shop in the shop right now. It broke a valve spring. I just went 3 rounds.
Hold on, you got me there. You got two
about?
Of them.
You
got you two
raised
cars.
This year? Hold on. You raced this year?
You got two cars, me there.
I ain't got no two cars, man. What is you talking about? That
okay.
You talking about shit you don't know now. What is you talking about?
Okay.
You blowing smoke out your own ass again.
I'm not blowing smoke. Nope.
My car been
I don't blow smoke
with
my ass.
Year,
nope.
Man. That car been gone almost a year and a half. What are you talking
you
about?
You saying that out of slow motherfucker.
What?
That wasn't me. Whoever it was, I need to speak up. Don't talk with no low bass.
Sound like you said you still got a slow motherfucker to me.
Well, tell the motherfucker speak up who said it. We check that box in the day we get ready. As soon as it come back out them fucking Carolinas, that box can be checked.
Yeah, finally out.
I want to know who said it. Who said the man slow? Who said that man was slow?
Put your money where your mouth at.
That sound like somebody hit you and then run to the bushes. Like, oh, that wasn't me.
Jeez, put your money where your
happened?
Mouth at.
I say y'all finally off of football now. What happened?
Mine will be back real soon.
What you say, Cody?
Oh, man, nothing. I see y'all finally
What's
out football,
Cody?
So I just chime back
Cody.
In see what's going
Cody,
on.
Cody, I'll talk to your boss, man. Y'all coming in no guts, no glory?
Fuck, I don't know. I ain't. Ooh, I don't know. Talking about in Georgia?
No, in Orlando.
In Florida.
Oh, shit, no. Hell no.
Baldy race.
No, we ain't coming down
there.
Ain't nothing for us down there.
And ain't nothing but a bunch of fun, that's all.
Hey, Mo still on here?
He's still on here.
He probably got it muted. I was just going to tell him, let me know what Tony says.
Hey, tell it. Hey, y'all can hear me in here?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie, you're a weak son of a, you know what? Mike Dillon, I about not catching slipping. I'm a bust across your goddamn head with that blue bitch, you hear me? Goddamn, I can hear Rob pissing on cotton.
You ain't going to breathe when I come back out. That's all I got
what?
To say. You gonna have it. When I come back out, first thing you're going to say, man, I got a streetcar. So you just remember that. Why don't we lock up $500 on as soon as I come out, we're going to race. So I don't hear no excuse about no fucking streetcar.
Hey, I tell you what. When you come back out, I'm coming
back
out.
No, tell me shit. No. You done had your tank talk. I'm going to show you how to pull the whole car. Put this $500 on when I come out, we're going to race. We don't hear no shit about no streetcar. Now, where you want me to send my $500? Where you want me to send my $500? Where you want me to send my $500?
Straight out the goddamn rim, too. Soon as you get that Puma.
No, I'm going to test. When I tell you I'm ready to race, I know. You know, you're not going to come in here trying to punk me.
Well, who that is?
Why don't we do this? Why don't we try to do this? Why don't we do this? Try to motivate me. Why don't we go to the back of track race, straight on some asphalt, some fresh asphalt?
You know that's not going to happen.
Okay, yeah, okay.
But get him the beans.
All right, get him the beans. All right, okay. Y'all got the trailer when we go to the track.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to do. Straight off the trailer.
Yeah. You ain't going to run me. You ain't going to run me because once you hit me run, once you hear I've been testing, you ain't going to do nothing. You ain't going to do nothing. I'll tell you right now. The show recording. I got witnesses hear that.
See, that's the difference between me and a lot of these other races out here. I don't give a damn win, lose, or draw. I'm going to race you.
All right. Well, that's what I want to hear. That's all I need to hear.
I'm not none of these old hands that be scared and ducking. I don't duck nobody.
You been better than your dad. You been a little better than your dad.
I don't know who this is.
That's Brian. I know who that is.
Uh-huh. Don't worry about no.
I know who that is.
Hey, down on your ass, I go, boy.
And you're going to get right off me. You ain't going to better met you and pull you on me. I tell you what, you're going to be looking for LS mode. You're going to be trying to buy my shit.
Nah, I'm not.
I'm going to make you take Wendy Williams out of there, big top then. Big breast Wendy Williams out that car.
Who else got Earl Pressure over there?
What car is it?
It's a Mustang, a little blue Mustang.
Little blue
what,
Mustang that'll race anything that don't care?
Small tire.
Huh?
Yeah,
small tire.
Yeah, small tire. Right, you
I'll run you off the trailer Saturday at Prentice.
Saturday at Prentice, I ain't going to be over that way. I'm going to be in Montgomery.
You going to race up there for flop.
Yeah, I'm going up there.
I tell you what, Brian, you done motivated me. I've been sitting there. That's what I need, somebody to put some fire under my ass. I ain't going to lie.
What about the light?
Like
the goddamn goddamn
you like I ain't about my shot.
Yeah, ain't
going to
be
needing
it.
Huh? What you say?
I'm about to light that
torch
on your ass,
Jamie. You got me hot, boy. Like I said, boy, you know, certify to me. And me in my feelings, man. You got me in my feelings on here. Shit. Boy, suck it. What I do? Oh, shit, I can't wait, B. Shit, that'd be fun, man. I'm going to work. I'm working on my shit tomorrow evening, Thursday evening. Shit. Hell, yeah. Hey, you still give me the hit like y'all say y'all was doing since you got them twin turbos, huh? Hello?
They must have run out of service on that one, Jamie.
You got me fired, bro. I'm glad. Hey, I'm glad shit, Brian. I'm right. I needed that.
Throw a dead spot when he said that.
Probably so. He was on somebody else's phone because he didn't call it. He must have been on the Quinn phone. Need the Quinn. Let me see who's open. I got Clyde. You open? The Quinn. Boom. West. Hot Rise. He probably on the Quinn phone. Because the Quinn over there in Kelowna. Yeah, that's then the Quinn service be breaking up sometime. Good, no, all right. They getting ready. They going to Georgia. You got a nice little car. You run them streets. He ran the daily driver class. He got the old drive transmission, all that. One of them 8-speeds or whatever, 6-speeds or 6-8. Yeah. Nice to run a little car. They've been barking at me since day one. Spence is dead. But, yeah, that'd be fun. Get on that.
I heard that.
You know about the Quinn, though? Holy shit. Oh, man. Yeah. Hell yeah, we needed that, man. Everybody got quiet. Hello.
Yeah, I'm listening.
You know what I mean, where everybody went? Shit. Everybody else on here? Can anybody else talk? Cheese.
I'm back, man.
What?
I'm walking the store. I'm gonna bring the phone back to him. You'll pump a gas.
Yeah, man. That's all I needed right there. Y'all are motivating me now, man. Got me all of my feelings on this show. I'm gonna work on my shit. Lucky my shop on my dad.
Brian say you want to that Mike Dillon, man.
That's what I said. I'm big. That's good. I got to admit, lock both of them up because whatever one I run first, the other one ain't going to run.
Mike Dillon say Brian say he's tired of Mike Dillon them talking shit to his daddy.
Oh, he might look. He know. Brian know better than that. Brian know that's all Mike Dillon do. He know that. Shit. And then his daddy be starting trouble. His daddy would throw a rock and hide his hands.
That motherfucker ain't gonna scratch. That motherfucker ain't gonna scratch his motherfucking. He ain't gonna scratch dirt in a motherfucking in a dirt pit.
Who? Eric.
Mike Dillon.
Oh, yeah, but you know, Eric can start trouble, too, now. Eric can start something and sit back and watch. Eric's been like that. You know how Eric is. You grew up with Eric, shit.
Eric good at what he do.
I know. Oh, shit.
He's good at what he do.
He's a pissed off. Yeah, he started and sit back and watch the fireworks go off. And then later, so look what I did. Look what I did. Oh, shit. Hey, the Quinn, you going to Georgia with him?
Huh?
I say you going to Georgia with him?
Yeah, I'm thinking about going right out there. We trying to see what the deal is now.
All right. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, young man. Come on, take me out of there. Let me get on out of this stuff.
All right, go ahead.
Now I'm talking to the lady. She done left the register.
Oh, okay.
Hey, pretty girl. Where you at?
What else, man?
Put that with me and Fess on like that. Leave her alone. She mad. I'm going to leave her alone.
Unless I don't get beat up on the show.
Jamie, did Mo ever answer back? When Cody asked him?
What?
Did Moore ever answer Cody back by what Tony said?
You know that man ain't gonna answer no questions.
What'd you say, Cam?
I said I still got that back tie in here, huh? Your dad told me I had the back tie in here.
I got a single.
Well, I'll take the hit then.
How about you give me the hit?
All right.
You got.
But you can't.
Look,
you can't. You can leave when I get on side of you.
No. You got three gears. I got six gears.
So that means you could throw a lot of power, and I can't.
Well, I did.
So you said,
you said,
give me the back time to move.
I got an 8-speed.
Huh?
A 6. I got a 6-speed. I got a gear vendor. I shift one, I'm in first, I go in overdrive, I hit second, I go in overdrive, I hit third, I go in overdrive. So I got 6 gears. I got a big gear vendor. So easy.
What?
Yeah, Jamie. How long you gonna be, man?
Nah, I don't know, man. I was looking at it today. And Peter, my cousin, and always be with me. He said, "You gonna work on it?" And then Daniel called me about every other day. Clyde too. What, you did anything? No. I've been busy, man. I've been busy with working. I ain't had no motivation, but you just got a little fire into me that made me that kind of. I need that though. I need a little shit talking to me. Give me a little, riled up, make me work on stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I can't wait around here.
Yeah.
Get everybody hyped up for racing, man.
I can't wait.
That's
to
good.
Yeah.
Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose.
What you say,
Dan? I say somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. And look, I got a bunch of the LS motors. I can make you a good deal. Bring you on to the dark side.
When you let that little stock coyote bust your ass, I'm gonna say how you feel.
Hey,
you supposed
y'all
to be
need some motivation.
What?
Y'all need some motivation.
What you got?
Any fucking Louisiana registered fucking boosted car that comes across that state line to Prentice, I'll get the back tire with a fucking small block nitrous leaf spring SN.
You said SN?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You included.
Let me tie it up.
You got the back tire?
Let me tie it up.
Listen, old man told me many years ago, if you love something, you never give it. I don't give the brakes to nobody. I love the brakes.
Let me tie it up. You got a race.
You got the back tire?
And I don't give a damn about you.
I don't even know what
look,
you got. But if it's a registered Louisiana car with a power adder other than nitrous, it's got the back tire, Brennan.
Let me tell you. I don't want the back tire. Let me tell
you.
You
got a straight car. Whatever car y'all got with a turbo, pro charger, blower, I don't give a fuck about it. Y'all got the back tire.
Let me leave. What kind of car that is?
What?
It's a leaf spring
SN, small block nitrous.
Tell it up. I got a spray-in 2014 Mustang, stock bottoming with a cam and turbo. I drive it every day.
And what?
And turbos.
There you go.
Two,
you got the back
two
tire.
Small, look, two
you
small
got the back
55
tire.
Turbos.
I don't give a damn what they are on it. We got one little nitrous kit. You got the back tire.
One little nitrous kit, that could be a 400 or 500 shot. That ain't stupid. I wasn't born yesterday.
How much can them turbos be?
I told you I got two small 55s.
So? I bet it don't make much power on motor, does it? Them turbos can add a lot.
No, they don't.
What?
Hey, man, quiet, huh?
Oh, man.
shit.
What, are you letting them tear out of that corner?
I don't give away the break. I got that.
Oh, man.
I give him the back tire and the clear, but I don't give the break.
So you give your back tire and the clear, no break.
That right.
Till he throw him off? Till he throw him off? Till the eight?
Yeah, to the eight. Yeah, to the eight.
Yeah.
We don't run out the back door. I got drawn brakes on the back of that bitch.
Don't get too much speed.
Motherfucker won't run but 115 and 8. That way we can stop it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I can run all 6 on it. All
right. All right.
What about old Ron Rose taking it out the back door at World Cup, though?
Yeah, you seen that?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot of bad motherfuckers up there this year.
Hmm?
I said there's a bunch of bad motherfuckers out the back door up there this year.
Oh, yeah. What was that? Swing. Yeah, they going to, y'all not going to Georgia, y'all going to Twin City. To Quinn?
Y'all going to Twin City?
Yeah, because I'm looking at it, Popeye's Killer Man.
Georgia.
Yeah, they going on November 19th, Twin City Raceway is going down. Shine versus Black Jesus. Booth versus Booth. Yeah, yeah, that's
on the
19th? Yeah, that's this weekend, huh? Oh, it's the 19th. Okay, no.
Okay. No, that's
next
weekend.
Oh, that's next weekend. I'm fucked up. Because y'all going to Georgia this weekend. Next weekend, Black Jesus running somebody at Twin City. My bad. I think today was the 12th.
But next weekend, running somebody in
Twin City. All right, okay. My bad. Shit.
On the 19th, he's going to Twin City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Flop race this weekend though.
Okay. Alright. That's why I need to hit. I can't see good, so I ain't gonna be able to see them light, so I gotta have advantage to take off first.
Your eyes better than mine, Jim.
I'm not racing you, I'm racing your boy. So you need to convince him to give me the hit. Tell him, say, man, the man's eyes is bad. Just let him tell that he ain't gotta worry about the light, you know. I ain't gonna try to burn him down. Fuck, I'm turbo too, you know. So I ain't gonna sit down on the two step that long.
Black Jesus said, "Come on here and spook three motherfuckers."
You gotta be better, man. Had me messing a little bit. I said, "Shit, man."
Who did he spook?
Him.
Me a little bit.
Peekaboo. Black what? Jesus said peekaboo.
Who did he spook?
Cody, Black Jesus said you a wolf with no teeth.
He was offered the back tire and the teeth and the fucking clear, and he didn't want to move. So who's scared and who's proud of it?
Man, so you got a whole pro system and you're scared to get a little fucking stock car
with a little baby turbo to move.
I ain't never seen a stock car with two fucking turbos.
Passing your house?
Wait, where you at?
Good.
Where you at?
Passing your house up.
Yeah, come on. I'm in the 7 Wall. Come on.
All right. I'm gonna call you when I'm hitting the hit out a little bit. We
ain't
ride.
Got to call
we
me
ride.
Here.
We
I
ride.
Know you're lying because you be telling me you're coming down the fucking bridge and you're in the backyard, motherfuckers.
Oh man, I'm telling you where I'm at, man. We ride, baby. We ride.
Come on with it. Pull up. We out here. We just pull up and call me.
We in the 7 Wall.
Yeah, I'm in the 7 Wall. Come on, right here. You know where I'm at. You know about G.
I ain't lying a lot. Hey, a lot. I ain't lying today. You know what I'm lying. I ain't lying today.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said, you know what I'm lying. I ain't lying today.
Ain't that a bitch. You're going to drown tonight, bitch.
They just called me right now, so yeah, they got dropped. I went the fuck they were. Stop to this fucking shit. Fuck that.
You gonna get in the bed with a life jacket on, bitch.
Don't make that wrong turn. I'm following you.
Nigga, you got bad luck. This motherfucker calling me now. Hold on.
Hey, Jamie, how you say that? My bad luck. She called him. They ain't called me. They called his ass. But...
All right, well, hell, y'all have a good night. I'm going to check out of here.
All right, totally with you, man.
Yeah, all right, y'all be careful.
Do it tonight. There ain't nothing happening here pretty soon. On that flat race up in Georgia. I didn't even know about that one. Yep. Yeah, buddy.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just didn't know what to say, and I thought I had hung up.
No, it's quiet, man. You know, everybody shit. A lot of people been dropped off. Shit, the hot rod off. I think the Quinn fell off. The Quinn's still on. Slow night tonight. Slow night, man. Slow night. You shut down early.
Hey, tell the Quinn I'm following him. Tell the Quinn I'm following him.
Don't make him nervous.
She ain't with him, Jamie.
What about?
Being messy, talking about them headlights were following you when you made that turn off the highway.
Fuck.
How about fell off the queen?
We here.
Well,
what's up?
Everybody's fell off.
None?
Okay. Taking this crazy as doll. Didn't need some of her mother's shoes, and I get the blame for it. I ain't watching the letters or shit. Should have put this up in front of the puppet.
chewed on it too, boy. Yep. That's about it. Well, Brian ain't got on here. Got me. Put a little spark on me, Clyde.
Tomorrow when you look at all them cabinet jobs, you're going to forget about all that.
Yeah.
I'll have my cousin Clyde right now.
What's up, cousin?
I didn't make it on the I'm close to get on UNT there.
Whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Come on.
What you giving me? I'm getting the back tie to break what I'm getting.
Shit.
Oh, come on, cuz you got a big block with a professional driver.
Man, hey, cuz, you know how I feel about the big block, small block shit, bro. So save that now.
No, tell me. I don't know. Tell me.
That shit for slow pokes. I ain't slow no more.
I know. That's why you got to give a slow man the break and the back down here.
No, I'm talking about slow in the mind. I ain't talking about racing slow. I'm a slow in the mind. For a motherfucker that don't think, they could think about that big block, small block. Let the small block and knock your motherfucking teeth back. Thinking
not the
about
one
the
I
small
got.
Block, big block. Huh?
Not the one I got.
Yeah, I hear you.
I ain't knocking nobody's teeth nowhere.
Yeah, that's how I saw you. That motherfucker tried to touch the moon.
Hey, bro. Had some bad shit. I had my shockers messed up in the front. Good
enough. I can't pull a tie. Get off on
Facebook.
Yeah. Man. I'm just go ahead. I can't pull a tie.
Yeah, that's what they all see till you pull a tie.
Huh?
Yeah, I saw your car. I saw your car in the video bounce up down Elmer, and that's the one time like it wasn't nothing.
That bitch ain't never made it down Elmer. I broke my drive shell. I broke my rear end.
It's all right. It was going.
Oh, you talking about that time when I had no wheel alignment, when I almost lost the motherfucker, yeah.
You got good excuses. You got good excuses, DeQuinn.
Yeah, a good coach, Clyde.
Man, this man buying crack from everywhere. God damn.
Hey, Clyde, it's going.
Huh?
Hey, couldn't fly. Where the scary motherfucker cheese at?
Oh, I don't know where cheese is, bro. Cheese on here, Jamie?
He was. I think he fell off. Let me see. Might have fell off. Yeah, he ain't on here no more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my good buddy Cheese, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jamie.
What?
Them cook boys ain't heard they call bad, huh?
What do you mean?
They was in the small town, you know, and they had to fall off. Something happened. They ain't heard it bad, huh?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I was looking at the live feed, but I was wondering what was happening with him in that shootout.
Yeah, that went up there. Then I saw, I think they were Darius. I saw Darius post something saying that they had to fall out of the shootout because something happened.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch was riding, boy.
Oh, that car ran good, man. That car very impressive.
Yeah, that motherfucker nice. I ain't lying. I like that car.
You wanted to play in the truck today. You know, I guess it's easy. Yeah, how they got it set up.
They didn't get it. Yeah, I'm cooking some business. You motherfucking knife.
Let me take it back on that thing.
So the Quinn, where the Quinn at?
Hey, what up, big brother? What up, Carl?
You ain't never see it. I at least get the pay out of there or what?
Yeah, I can't give you nothing, man. I'm a fucking turtle. I'm a fucking turtle.
Bro,
rabbit hair.
You just told me. You just told me. You just came on here and said you're gonna knock my ass off. So you got to, and you got a big block with all them kids.
Should I dream big, man? What the fuck, man? You got to give me something.
I can't give you nothing with that Liberty Tree stuck. I got a 369 cubic inch motor, man. I can't give you nothing.
We got the same motherfucker. Just say
no,
mine in a big suit, yours in a little suit.
Mm.
And I got good heads, but you got better heads on your shit, fuck.
No, I don't. I got LS heads.
Then your shit like.
And you got a professional tuner.
Yeah, I do have that. Now, I ain't gonna lie about that.
There you go. So
tuner.
There you go.
Tuner is a
there
legend.
You go. There you go.
But everything else, so your motor better than mine.
No, indeed. I got a motor out of Escalade, man. Fuck.
Hey, Dennis. What Spank Tuna say? I got a boat anchor, huh?
What did he say?
That what he told me. I got a boat anchor, huh?
I didn't know. Damn. Shit. Oh, my man. Oh, shit. I ain't heard from Stank in a while.
Yeah, you done ran the fucking man, bro. You done spooked the fucking man talking about putting them twins on him.
No, man. I ain't got no twins. I got the single. I wish I could afford twins.
No, it'd be at over here. It'll be my first time coming.
Yep.
I'm gonna bust it to bag up. Yeah, that's my little brother. He's
bagging
up.
Yeah. Right.
Good book.
That's my little brother behind me. I thought I pulled up so he could get in.
Brian, they're going to knock your ass off,
Who?
Bro.
Who?
Jamie.
I'm a F Jamie.
Jamie's talking shit to you, bro. Ryan said he wants you in the roller. Goddamn, motherfucker, what you drinking, Modelo?
Boy, that nigga said the whole time, everybody that fuck with you, I hope y'all all in the circle funded. When I see y'all, I want all y'all together. I'm going to punch you up. Fuck, nigga. Fuck. He's putting it all out.
What are you doing?
Oh, look, Van on that bitch.
Van, come down,
like
the Quinn, where you at?
We uptown. Man, that nigga high as a motherfucker.
Oh, they cutting up at the
house. Man, on that bitch. Hey, you looking? Brooks say you been out bringing that fucking car, so you're going to tell your ass.
Mute your mic, DeQuinn.
I'm going to mute my mic.
All right, good.
All right.
Well, go ahead. One more time, this little stuff I need to see here. For December, most of that race been rescheduled.
Most of it has been rescheduled for the second. 25th and 26th, they got a race at Atmore. And then the following weekend is the rescheduled race Atmore this past weekend. There it is. A couple of weeks. And then you got the Cajun Classic Nationals this weekend and no problem raceway. So nobody got anything else to say. We're gonna shut it down early again. We had to talk about. All right, fellas. We'll holler at y'all later next week. Same time, 7 o'clock. Maybe we get a little more stuff. All right, later.